T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve and Ted in the morning here. 8:50 KNSS on a Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Baseball, wind surge 6, Arkansas 4.
2.
A person is dead, another injured following a police pursuit in North Wichita.
1.
Shakeup at Sedgwick County Emergency Medical Services. Search for a new director begins. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Road construction today west of Wichita, but it's on US 54 or Kellogg out there. So again, this is between Cheney and Garden Plain. The right lane is going to be closed eastbound on US 54 between Cheney and Garden Plain. That starts in a few minutes, 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. for some concrete repairs. Traffic update, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 92 degrees, mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 70. Friday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 94 degrees. Now sunny, 69 degrees. We have a south wind at 9 miles per hour. The leader of the world's fourth largest automaker expects a global computer chip shortage to last into next year.
Stellantis CEO Carlos Tavares says the global computer chip shortage that slowed and even halted vehicle production will easily drag into 2022, citing not enough signs of progress on production from chip makers in Asia. This even after the Biden administration says it's starting to see signs of relief. The shortage has driven up prices on new vehicles as demand remains high, with the average cost of a new vehicle in the U.S. at over $42,000 in June. Ford and GM plants across the country also continue production cuts, even as tech companies continue efforting chip manufacturing here in the U.S. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And a little local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Recent building permit points to the name of the farm-to-table restaurant headed to the ground floor of Fidelity Bank's new downtown car park. The five-story parking garage at the northeast corner of Waterman and Market has 17,000 square feet of retail space available for lease. The bank has said a 4,000 square foot restaurant will be a tenant on the first floor, and that it will get fresh produce grown from a rooftop garden. Conco Construction, the general contractor on the parking garage project, recently pulled a $1 million permit for tenant improvements at 320 South Market for something called First Mile Canteen Restaurant. Local records show. Apparently, that's going to be the name of the new restaurant here, Ted.
The Boeing KC-46 tankers at McConnell Air Force Base and elsewhere across the nation are about to get busier. The Air Force clearing the tankers for certain refueling missions using the aircraft's drogue system. It's a flexible hose. It can be extended from the tanker's tail. The tanker was cleared for those operations earlier in the month. McConnell is the main operating base for the KC-46 and will eventually be home to 36 of the 179 tankers that Boeing intends to build for the Air Force.
That's local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. CSX Railroad's second quarter profit more than doubled as the economy continued to rebound from the depths of the coronavirus pandemic. Florida-based CSX says it hauled 27% more freight than a year ago when the economy slowed to a crawl because of the restrictions related to the virus. And airlines say the current rise in new cases of coronavirus is not scaring away travelers. United Airlines says that bookings are rising, and it has seen no slowdown because of the fast-spreading Delta variant of COVID-19. Delta Airlines says the same thing. International travel is still sluggish. However, airlines are lobbying the Biden administration to lift restrictions that prevent most Europeans from entering into the United States. They say European countries are welcoming Americans, so we're going that way. Ought to come this way.
Yeah, I mean, Kansas put the UK on the restricted list.
There you go. Today is National Mango Day. Sweet, fragrant, juicy mangoes add an abundance of flavor to beverages and meals. Originating in Bangladesh and parts of Myanmar and India, hundreds of varieties of mangoes now grow around the world today. So mangoes. I went in Florida a couple of years ago, and I had a mango mojito.
Well, I'll bet that was tasty. In fact,
I had two of them.
Bring it on, man.
Those were yummy.
That sounds good.
Yummy.
All right, especially this time of year.
Yeah. All right, so it's going to be warming up here for the next couple of days as we go into the weekend. But you know what? Gosh, Ted, August is just around the corner. We've just got a couple,
I know, we're almost there.
A few more days in July, and of course, we'll keep you posted on what's going on. And looking forward to being with you at Steve and Ted here every morning, as usual, right here on KNSS. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And listen in. We got something planned for you tomorrow, too. We'll be here every day, Steve and Ted.
Big Friday.
Oh, yeah, Friday. Friday's always a lot of fun. So we'll have some fun tomorrow morning. Be with us, and we'll keep you informed on what's going on and keep you up to date on everything, including Ted's going to have a preview of sports coming up this weekend as well. On the Glenn Beck program, just around the corner, Senator Rand Paul and his confrontation with Dr. Fauci. They're going to be talking about that on Glenn Beck this morning. 9 o'clock news here at the top of the hour. The big shakeup at Sedgwick County EMS is one of our top stories. We'll be talking about that in the news at 9 this morning. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Lash Show, and news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS Wichita. Today's high, 92 degrees. Right now, sunny and 69.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.